Tashma says.
Tashma. Tashma. Hibus enimud, veishem meriz emud. Yes, hibus sakadaitach. What is hibus? Hibus is a regular regal. Lav hibus vihibus. Sirs, welcome if you might don't any mood, because I'm a good from a shallow. My dumber mood, because I'm a little shallow. So it's an interesting loss. What does Rashi say? So I'm a good from a shallow. The Hainu any mood, the dinner can tell the whole meaning. So I'm a little shallow. The Hainu mood, the common laven is a shallow, a little bit of a hatsy net. This is a strange thing. The Gemara has this, I think, this lesson a few times in the city. That Sreiris could be called Einemud. Called Einemud. Le'inyin Chatzinezek, le'inyin that it's Mishalim in Mishalim Yigufa, not Min Aliyah, that's called Einemud. Shuta, it's a little bit of a difficult thing. What does that have to do with Einemud? Mud has to do with Tamos Muotus by Karen. If something, it's not Rogel, then it's a Tam. If it's Rogel, then after three times it becomes a Mud. What does it have to do with Sreiris, which is, number one, Sreiris is Urpe. It's Mud Mitchilasai. It's regular, is Mud Mitchilasai. Sreiris is a form of regular. What does that have to do with Eina Mud? And Befrat, what does that have to do with Rather Megufa Mishalam and Min Aliyah Mishalam? Why is that called Eina Mud? It's a Lashon borrowed expression. Maybe in Chanami, it doesn't mean literally anymore. It means it's like Keren Tam, that it has this quality. It has this din. Keren Tam happens to have the halacha that it's Mishalim Migufay. So Tzaris also is Mishalim Migufay. So we call it anymore. It doesn't mean it's really literally anymore. It means it has the halacha of a Keren that's not Mur. It has the halacha of Keren Tam. Maybe we can't. Maybe that's all it means. Could be that's all it means. What we said yesterday in the Riv, maybe it's a little bit better. I learned yesterday in the Riv that the Riv learns the Bay of Rava, whether Tzuris, Mishalim, Yigufa, and Aliyah. It's how that it's Mishalim, Yigufa is because it's a Parshas Tashlumin of Keren. The Riv I want to learn that's Kufa the Bay. Is it a Parshas of Tashlumin of Regular, or is it a Parshas of Tashlumin of Keren? That's why the Gemara, that's why the Riv feels that a Papa must hold. I don't have to go for yesterday this year again, but in the Rif I want to learn that's Rava's Bay. Is it a Parshas Tashlumin of Keren or is it a Parshas Tashlumin of Regel? Then maybe it's a little bit better. Then the Tzuris Mishal and the Tzadik Tzuris Mishal and Migufa, it's not just by analogy to Keren. It means it's Taka has a din of Keren Tam. It's a Parshas Tashlumin of Keren Tam. So that's what it means. Einemud. It's not just that it has, you know, similar looking halachas is Keren Tam. It is a parasha of Keren Tam, even though it's still not literally in a mood. It doesn't, not literally in a mood. But nonetheless, it's the parasha's tashlumin of in a mood. It's the parasha's tashlumin of Keren Tam. So that's what it means. Hidus ain't a mood. It's shreiris, it's not mood. It's mishalami migufay, because it's the parasha's tashlumin of Tam. It's the parasha's tashlumin of Keren Tam. The other Madam said, no, it's not a Pashas Tashlumin of Keren Tam. It's a Pashas Tashlumin of Regel, so it's Mood. It's Mood Mitchilosa. Epsha. Anyway, so Gemara said, that's the Machaikas over here. So Gemara says, not a riot. Look, the Plukta Suchas for Rabbanu Kamithu. Maybe, what does Rashi say? Look, the Plukta Suchas for Rabbanu, Mood Lenezek Shalom Kama. Meaning, Rashi means, meaning, Lekuli Alma is Mishalim and Aliyah. So why is it called Einem Mood? It's called Einem Mood. Le'inyin, the Etzim Tashlumin of Chatzin Esek. That's also called Einem Mood. So Rashi would. Why is that called Einem Mood? The Etzim Chatzinezek is called Einemud. Even though, if everybody agrees that it's Mishalim Min Aliyah, according to this Mahalaf in the Rif, then it's not a Parshas Tashlumin of Keren, it's a Parshas Tashlumin of Regel. So why is it called Einemud? So we'll have to say, Stalin Bar and Lashon. Maybe the Rif will learn, there's a Chiddush in Rashi, in the Cheshbon of Pshat. what is the Gemara's first thought that what's the machlekes here? Whether hiddus is mulad or ain't mulad? The machlekes is whether it's mishalim igufu, it's mishalim ain't, or it's mishalim and aliyah. So now the Gemara's saying, no, that's not the machlekes. In that, there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees that. Now you have to fill in the blank. Everybody agrees that what? That it's mishalim igufu, if it's shoyrus. But here the machlekes is whether it's chatz nezek and nezek shalom, it's machlekes of sumchus rabban, where everybody agrees that it's that if it's chatz nezek, mishalom and aliyah. Sort of go either way. Just every Gemara like this. First Gemara thinks the machlekes is, the machlekes in the braises, the machlekes about whether it's mishalom and gufa, it's mishalom and aliyah. So now the Gemara is saying, no, la'olam, that's not the machlekes. Very often the Gemara would say, loy, the kuli alma sphere lohu. What's the kuli alma sphere lohu over here? Everybody agrees that it what? That it's mishalom and gufa, that it's mishalom and aliyah. That the one who says ain't a mu'ud holds like so holds like sumchus that there's no parsha of tzaris at all, and the one who holds that it's not mishalim gufay holds that there is a parsha of tzaris. So Rashi's mashma, which way is it mashma and Rashi? Rashi has a different favorite, but it was mashma and Rashi. Loy bepluk the sumchus rabbanon umud benezek shalom kamer. Rashi means is, and the einemud is lechatzin ezek kamer, but not for being mishalim in gufay. It sounds to me in Rashi that Rashi is saying that's for sure you mishalim in aliyah. And when we say it's mu'ud and ain't a mu'ud, we're not discussing whether you're mishalim gufim and aliyah. No, you're not mishalim and aliyah. So why is it called ain't a mu'ud? It's ain't a mu'ud le'inyin, the mu'adus of nezek shalom. Mu'ud means nezek shalom, and ain't a mu'ud means it's not nezek shalom. But we're not. But it's still min aliyah. Now that's a chiddush. It's the chor is not mu'ud to learn shatling right away. I could learn shatling gemara that maybe the gemara is going all the way around. First, the Gemara thought that the machlekes and the brayse is everybody agrees that there's such a thing as tzaris. The machlekes is it's a migufi or min aliyah. Now the Gemara is saying no. Everybody agrees that if there's a parsha of tzaris, it's migufi. And the machlekes is there a parsha of tzaris at all? Sumchus and the rabbanon. It's mashma to me in Rashi that Rashi learning the first way. Everybody agrees that even if there's a parsha of tzaris, you still pay min aliyah. The machlekes is only whether you pay nezek shalom or pay chatzin nezek. I'm not sure why Rashi has to learn that way. Why don't learn the other way? It's a little startling to me in Rashi. What drove Rashi to learn that the Gemara is going now, that the Kuli Almot Shayris is Mishalami. Maybe if it's a pasha tzaris, the kuli alma is mishtalim migufa. The machlekes is there a pasha tzaris?
Why can't we say that the
machlekes
was that everyone agreed? That we originally thought that everyone agreed that it was chatzin nezek, and now is it muad or ain't no muad leinyan min aliyah or migufa?
Right.
Kamash Malan, no, it's not chatzin nezek. It might be muad might even mean nezek shalom. Why can't we just say that's not? That seems like what Rashi, the
Pasha,
that's the same Rashi's talking about.
When Rashi
says, Muad is really Nezek Shalom.
Muad than Nezek Shalom. You're right. Maybe in mood and nezek shalom kama means even for nezek shalom.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't say enemud. He focuses on the mood, not the enemud. The enemud stayed
the same.
But the mood is changing to mean nezek shalom. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it's completely the other way around. Why didn't Rashi say enemud l'chatzin nezek kama? Rashi didn't say that. He said mood and nezek shalom kama. Maybe it's meduyik and Rashi faker. The Einem Ud, Pshat and Einem Ud is the same as before. Einem Ud means Chatzin Ezek Migufa. But the pshat in mu'ud changed. Before the Gemara thought mu'ud means chatzi nezek min aliyah. Now the Gemara is saying, no, there's no such thing as chatzi nezek min aliyah. So mu'ud means nezek shalom, because it's so close, it doesn't even hold from its tzeres, and therefore, of course, it's going to be min aliyah. Maybe forget it's Madrik and Rashi. Maybe it's Madrik and Rashi the other way. Kuli Alma, if it's Chatzi Nezek, it's Megufa. Machoikis is there such a thing as Chatzi Nezek at all? Okay, let's invite. I don't want to get too bogged down over here. Toshma, another right. Mishnah says, Akela Shanot L'Charora, V'Holech L'Godish, V'Ochal HaCharora, Behitli kesa godish. Al charor mishalim nezik shalim. Al godish mishalim chatzi nezik. My timer, lab mishalim davilei tzeres. We're assuming pshat in the Mishnah that the mokim ha the charor itself that shame. But the tzeres ha godish. That's the tzeres of the kelev. Rashi. That's the Mishnah. It's a very complicated Mishnah. There's different shotim in that Mishnah. But this Gemara is assuming that that's the pshat. That the charora, that the godish is chatzin ezik midin tzur. Zok Rashi. Al chor nezik sholim, dahinu shein. Be'ad lokas ha-godish ha-vi tzur. It's the ein ele kohen. Shu meniach kanag ha-cheles. V'hoilich v'doilek l'mokem ha-acher. V'amas nisim yibit. So Taisus points out that Rashi is learning the Mishnah over here like Rabbi Yochanan, the Eishim Shemchitzov. So the Eish that the Kelev is Madlik has the halacha of the Koyach of the Kelev. So Koyach of the Kelev, that serves. Yishlokish that Eishim Eishim Imoinoi, so Kelev doesn't really have Eish, so then you have to say a different shot in the Mishnah, that on the Godish put all together. And what it means, Godish Mishal Nezek Chatzi Nezek, means that the Kelev through the Charara and the Mokum where the Gachel is landed, that's Koyach of the Kelev, and it's Chatzi Nezek. Yelinyanenu doesn't make so much difference. Bottom line is there's a chatzinezik over here, which one way or another is a chatzinezik of tzeres. So that's the Mishnah. So for the Mishnah, you don't see anything. Fine, tzeres is chatzinezik. We always knew that. But for Tani Allah, but there's a tesefta on this Mishnah that says that mishal chatzinezik migufoy. That the tashlumin of chatzinezik are migufoy. Why are they migufoy? Apparently, tzeres is migufoy. Fekim over tizbara. Level ezer nezik sholom migufoy miyaskichon. So where is Makatsi here, and what it's meaning to ask, Rashi explains that in the Tesefta it says also that Rabbi Lezer Omer Ala Godish Mishalim Nezek Sholim Migufay. So Rabbi Lezer holds that you pay Nezek Sholim for the Godish. So that you pay Nezek Sholim for the Godish, we could understand. Maybe Rabbi Lezer holds like Sumchus that serves as Nezek Sholim, but why should it be Migufay? If according to Sumchus, that Tzeres is Nezek Sholem, why in the world would Tzeres, why in the world would Nezek Sholem be Migufay? So the Chayyur, this pshat is not tenable. Because the Gemara wanted to learn, l'chatchilo, that the Shreifes HaGodesh is al Tzeres, and that's why it's Chatzin Ezek, it's Midin Chatzin Ezek Tzeres. And since the Tesefta says that it's Chatzin Ezek Migufay, it's right that Tzeres is Migufay. But the Gemara runs into a dead end, because the Tesefta also says that according to Belezi, Mishal Nezek Sholem, Migufay, Nezek Sholem Migufay. If you hold like Sumchus that Tzeres Nezek Sholem, Nezek Sholem Migufay doesn't make any sense. So there must be something else going on in this price. It must be a different shot in the price altogether. Elok Kegoyin. It must be the cases. The Shoni Bavak Bechelis. It's talking about where was Ali Dei Shinui. And the Chatzin Nezek here, not Chatzin Nezek of Tzeres at all. It's Chatzin Nezek of Shinui. And Rashi adds, then maybe that everybody holds like Sumchus. Everybody holds like Sumchus. There's no such thing as Chatzin Ezek Tzeres. But what's driving Rashi to say that? Maybe there's such a thing as Chatzin Ezek Tzeres, but there's also such a thing as Chatzin Ezek of Keren. Maybe it's both. So the pshat in Rashi is, because that's a bio later on in the Gemara, Yeshinu Tzeres, the Revi Nezek. So Rashi doesn't want to get embroiled in the shaila of if chatzinezik of tzaris becomes if chatzinezik of keren becomes revianezik. So he just avoids that altogether. Talking maybe everybody doesn't hold from tzaris. It's a chatzinezik of keren. So what do we gain? So Rabbi Lezer holds. So the chacham say it's chatzinezik and it's migufa because it's a regular keren. And then what's the pshat of Rabbi Lezer? Why does Rabbi Lezer say nezik shalom? Rabbi Lezer so the kept tarfin domer mishuna keren bechotzer hanizik nezik shalom shalom. Rabbi Lezer holds like kept tarfin that keren bechotzer hanizik here it's chotzer hanizik keren bechotzer hanizik is nezik shalom. And then why isn't migufa? That the Gemara says later on that even though Rav Tarfon holds that Nezik Sholem that Keren Bechotzer and Nizik is Nezik Sholem, but it's still like Keren that's Mishalem Yigufa. That's interesting all by itself. Even though Rav Tarfon holds that Keren Bechotzer and Nizik is Mishalem Nezik Sholem, but it's a Nezik Sholem of Keren, still a Nezik Sholem of Keren Tam. That's Talocha. Keren Tam Bechotzer and Nizik pays Nezik Sholem according to Rav Tarfon, but it's still Keren Tam and Keren Tam is Migufa. That doesn't change. So that's the case. So this brisa, so in other words, the Gemara is being mechiach that you can't learn that this is a brisa, a mishnah and a brisa about tzaris, because then the Rebbe Lezer doesn't make any sense. Al kochach, it's talking about al yedei shinui, and it's a mishnah and a brisa about dinei keren, and there's nothing to learn over here to dinei tzaris. So the Gemara says v'loi, it's not mechuch. Maybe la'olam is taka talking. It's a mishnah about tzaris. I said, how does the Rebbe Lezer make any sense? How could you possibly have in Shreiris, how could you have an Ezek Sholem that's Migufa? You hold like Sumchus, even if you hold like Sumchus, but it's not going to be Migufa, it's going to be Min Aliyah. So what I say is, no, not a riot. My time of Mukhus look at Rav Tarfon. Why are you telling me it has to be Rav Tarfon? My time of Mukhus look at Rav Tarfon. Mishum Ezek Sholem. Rabbi Lezer Sober Kisumchus, Domet Sorezek Nezek Sholem Mishalem. Vesober look at Rav Yehuda Domet Satamus Mkhaim Emedis. It's unbelievable. Have me over here in the Gemara. Gemara says, you know what the challenge in this mission is? It's a mission about Tzaris. You're paying Chatzin Ezek for the Godish al Tzaris. And it's Migufa because maybe Tzaris is Migufa. I, Rebbe Lezer, says you're paying Ezek Shalem. Fine, because he holds like Sumchus. I, if he holds like Sumchus, so Tzaris is Ezek Shalem, so why is he Migufa? According to Sumchus, Cyrus is Nezek Shalem, so it should be, it's regular, it should be Min Aliyah. So he says, no, because Tzad Tamas bin Koyim HaMedes. Tzad Tamas bin Koyim HaMedes. Tzad Tamas bin Koyim HaMedes means that Tzad Tamas bin Koyim HaMedes means that when you have a Karen Mood, so the 50% of the and it pays Nezek Sholem, but 50% of the Nezek Sholem is still Midin Keren Tam. The original in Sittus, the original the Mokum where this memory was said of Tzad Tamas Tepe Memedes was the Gabe the following. The Gemara says at the end in Akrenus, I think, that the Machlekes and Meir of Yehuda. By a Keren Mu'ud, how much Shmira do you need in order to be Potter? The Keren Mu'ud went out and was Mazik. So, if the Bailim were Noyel B'Fanei Karoi, then they're Potter, because they did everything they can, they're honest. If they were Noyel B'Fanei Karoi, then the Chayef for a Keren. So, how much, what's called Karoi, how much Shmira do you need? Be called an onus in Keren. What's the Torah says? V'loyish merenu ba'olav. The chiyuv of Keren when it's loyish merenu ba'olav. If the Bailam was shomer properly, then it's not his fault. Then he's part of him Keren. So how much shmira do you need in order to be called the loyish merenu? How much negligence do you need in order to be called the loyish merenu ba'olav? So Machlekes Amir and Abiyuda. Abiyuda says even a shmura p'chusa is called the proper shmira. Shmir Pusa means a Shmir of Ruach that is Yochel Lamed Ruach Mitzvah. And if you were Noyel B'Faneo in a way that was Yochel, it's a normal way, Yochel Lamed Ruach Mitzvah, that's called you a Shemir, then you're Potter from Keren. And Ramea says, no, you need a Shmir Mu'ulam. that Yavi Chayil Lamed Afilu Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. That's the machlekes in Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Holds it's enough to have a little bit of shmirah, and the Meir holds that you need to have a lot of shmirah. By Karen Mu'ud. Karen Tam, the Gemara says, everybody agrees that you need to have a shmirah mu'ula, and if you have a shmirah p'chusu, you chayiv chatzinez. So the Gemara asks, how could it be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Meir, it's fine. It means it's the same rule across the board. You need a shmirah mu'ula, both for Karen Tam and for Karen Mu'ud. But for Rabbi Yehuda, it's very counterintuitive. For Karen Tam, you have to have a shmirah mu'ula, and for Karen Mu'ud, it's enough to have a shmirah p'chusu. How did that happen? So the Gemara explains Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes, that when it becomes a mood, the Tzad Tamus remains with the old rules. So for the first 50%, just like when it was the Karen Tam, Yechayev Chatzin Nezik, until you show him with Shmir Meula, Shmir Pchusa is not enough, and even if you show him with Shmir Pchusa, you still have to pay Chatzin Nezik. To get out of Chatzin Nezik, you need a Shmir Meula. Well, that doesn't change when it becomes a mood, because the Tzad Tamus remains with the old rules, Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes. What you have by Karen Mu'ud is that you have to pay another 50% to make the other 50%. The other 50%, that taka has more lenient rules. If you were shomer, even a shmir of chusa, you don't have to pay the extra 50%. It's like a progressive tax. And
graduated.
I think progressive is the wrong word.
Graduated.
Oh, it's for the lower income. You pay the old rate. You never have to pay more taxes because you make more money. Anyway, never mind. It's a dead mushroom. Mushroom not mushroom anyway. That's called Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes. So that's that idea. Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes. Even when you have a Karen Mu'ud, the Tzad Tamus Shabai, the first 50% is still midin Karen Tam. The other 50%, that's where you're Maisif because it's a Karen Mu'ud. So there's the Gerta Shmir. So the Gemara wants to say the same thing Lagabe Tzoris Aliba de Simchus. That even though Simchus holds that Tzoris and Nezek Sholem, but the first 50% is Midin Karen Tam. But the first 50% is like a Rabbanim Dikit Tzoris. And just like Rabbanim holds Tzoris and Mishalim mi Gufoy, because we're going down to Rabbanim, Tzoris and Mishalim mi Gufoy. So even Sumchus, who says that you pay 100%, because 100% wives should be migufay, but the Tzad Tamus is still going to be migufay. The first 50% of the Tzoris will be migufay. The other 50% will be minaliyah. That's a telerav. What's going to happen is that Sumchus doesn't hold the Tzoris, doesn't have the hilchus of Tzoris. According to Sumchus, the Tzoris is an ordinary regal. So by ordinary regal, what kind of is it? The Tzad Tamus and Kayim Medes by regal. But by regal itself, regular, like Shemanim earlier, that regal has a Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes, the first 50% of regal is going to be Migufay. That's when that would be Gemara would never miss up again. Only Tzoris. So what does that do with Sumchus? Sumchus doesn't have the Hilchus of Tzoris. You see, he also Tzoris in Nezek Shalom. According to Sumchus, the Chayra, regal is an ordinary, Tzoris is an ordinary regal. Well, what's the Havamina? It's Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes. Then the Gemara asked on this Havamina. But that's not exactly what the Gemara asked. The Gemara asked a different question. Only Rav Salman Breda of Ashi Ravina, Eimer Shammah to Rav Yehuda B'tav V'nasim Mu'ud. This notion that the Tzad Tamus Kayim Medes is when you have a Karen Tam that became a Karen Mu'ud. So the Karen Tam is from Kayim Medes. But here, B'mu'ud Mitchilosim Yomar, Tzoris is Mu'ud from the very beginning. So there's no mokum to say that Tzad Tamus from Kayim Medes. All right, that's like a technical thing. You can't say Tzad Tamus Kayim Medes unless it was a Tam that graduated to being a Mu'ud. You should ask better. What's the Tzad and Sumchus that's to say that Tzoris is any different than ordinary regal? Very bizarre. So I was thinking maybe that Lefila Rif, this would also be, this would also, maybe we could understand it a little bit. Because we said in the Rif, that the Chatzi Nezek of Tzoreis is a Tashlumen of Karen. Or at least on that side of the bio. That it's Migufa Mishalim, and we're going now on the side of the Gemara, is now going on the side that Tzoreis is Migufa, is Mishalim Migufa. In that side of the bio, at least. that Sveris is Mishtalim Migufoy, the Pshat is, that's not that it's a limud from Karen. The Tosis, I want to die, it's just a limud from Karen. But Avad is regal, it's 100% regal. But in the Rif, I wanted to learn that it's not just a limud from Karen. It's not just a limud from Karen. It is Tashlumi Karen. It is Tashlumi Karen. Karen Tam. And that's the Hilchus. The Hilchus of Tzveiris is that the Tashlumen of Tzveiris are Tashlumen of Karen Tam. That's why it's Mishalami Migufi. In the Rif, I want to learn that that's good for the Tutz Tadam of the Bayit. Is it Tashlumi Karen or not Tashlumi Karen? That's why a Papa can't possibly hold from this Bayit. That was the Cheshbon in the Rif. The Rif's passing like a Papa because the Rif passing is like a Papa. They're a Papa Pshitulay. The Ramban said, who says they're a Papa Pshitulay? Maybe your Papa's also Miboyle. We're going to have me to throw this Pshitulay. Maybe the Maskan is Miboyle. He says, no, the Rif, it can't be because a Papa said to Lisein Lav Kereitzabim. That means it's a Tashlumen of Regal. For the Tashlumen of Karen, it's not the Lisein Lav Kereitzabim. So since our Papa held the Tolisayim Lav Kreitzibim, he must hold it that it's really Tashlumi Regal, and it must be that he holds it as Mishalim. It's Mishalim Min Ha'aliyah. So according to the Rif, I'm learning that that's Gufa the Bayer. Is it Tashlumin of Regal or is it Tashlumin of Karen? But Akoponim and the Tzad that it's Mishalim Gufa, we're saying the Rif, it is Tashlumi Karen. And that's the word of Tzoris. The Torah is Mechavish. The Hilchus of Tzoris says that Tzoris has Tashlumi Karen Tam. So maybe the Gemaras had a Havamina that Sumchus does not totally deny the Hilchus of Tzoris. Sumchus also has the Hilchus of Tzoris. But Sumchus holds that the Hilchus of Tzoris is that Tzoris like Karen Mu'ud, not like Karen Tam. And Karen Mu'ud is Satam as Mekayim Emetz. But Sumchus holds it's Nesek Sholem. So Poshut would learn he doesn't have the Hilchus at all. The Lashon Gemara and Daf Yutes that Sumchus doesn't have the Hilchus at all. The Gemara talks about Koyach Koyach. Migomi Halacha. Yeah, that's later on. But because the Gemara slowed up this Havamina. But right at this point in the Havamina, the Gemara thought that maybe Sumchus also has the Hilchus of Tzoris. That Tzoris is like Karen. The difference is that the Rabbanim have a Hilchus that Tzoris is Karen Tam. And Sumchus had a Hilchus that Tzoris is Karen Mu'ud. If it's Karen Mu'ud, then Satam is Mekayim Emetz. It only makes sense if we say it's Mamish Tashlumi Karen. If it's just ordinary Chatzinezik, the Gemara is making an analogy just like you find by Karen the Chatzinezik is Mishalami Gufa, it's a Tzoris, which is a different Chatzinezik, an unrelated Chatzinezik, maybe it's also Mishalami Gufa, so just a Limud Ba'alma. So there's no mokum to say that it's Karen Mu'ud. But if we learn, no, that's not the Hilchasa. The Hilchasa is not that it's Chatzinezik, and then we'll just. The Hilchasa is that it's Tashlumi Karen Tam. So Yesh Mokum Loimar, that the Gemara, at least in this Havamin, is entertaining, that Sumchus agrees to the Hilchasa, but he holds but it's Karen Mu'ud. And Karen Mu'ud is Satam is Mekayim Emetz. So the Chatzinezik, the first Chatzinezik will be Migufa, and the other Chatzinezik will be Min Ha'aliyah.
Rabbeinu Chananel says that the question of the Gemara is also by Shein and by Eish. It's mashma that in the Havamina, that there was also a Havamina by Shein and by Eish that you would say that there's such thing as Thomas from Kormo Methodist.
Really?
It's not just by Tzorakos.
Wow, okay, yeah, unbelievable. Rabbi Chanan learns different shot in the work. Rabbi Chanan learns that the Gemara's Havamina was that the Sad Thomas from Kaim Emet is across the board by Shein Veregel too, not just by Tzoris. Yeah, because I guess because he was bothered by the same question. Tzoris going to Sumchus is just Regel. Chanal says he swallows that. Yeah, it's just regal, and Tzad Thomas from Koyim Emetz by regal too. Listen, Rashi, the last line in Rashi, or the second to the last line at the end, V'hilkoch gabitzeres nami l'sumchus t'choshiv l'imud m'shalam achatzi m'gufay. Yeah, the mood mitchil. Also, keep going, sir, as to your chayim. It's not mamish muchuch, but chayim doesn't sound like Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel is interesting. Rabbeinu Chananel is a tzadshik, and Rashi doesn't sound like he's saying Rabbeinu Chananel. He should have said that. Sounds like Rashi saying this satam is claiming medes habim is only in seris, not across the board, not by regal, but seris. So if that's the case in Kainim Adorim, then I think in this Rashi is a remes that he holds al derech the rif that seris is a tashlumen of keren mamish. At least on the tzad, the rif learns that's good for the bayah. I don't know if Rashi that's good for the bayah. Maybe Rashi holds this point of all sonim of the bayah that's so. See going forward.
When Rashi says in the last day, why does he say keep going? Should it just be Tzaros Terachai?
I hear. I'm not sure. I don't know. That doesn't bother me so much. Because that I think you have. That I think that's nuts. Rashi could use keep going when he like, you know. I think Kegoyin could can mean, that's why my feeling is like that. Kegoyin doesn't have to mean there's other cases too. It's just Kegoyin can be like to it, you know. You know what? I'm not sure. I don't know if in Rashi is a deep moment or not. Not sure. It's hard to know. You're right, Rabbeinu Chananel, 100%. Rabbeinu Chananel, that's the mamash. I didn't see this Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is good to hear. Rabbeinu Chananel was hakka bothered by the Gemara. What's trapped in Sumchus? Sumchus doesn't hold from the halacha. It's a regular rabbi. Suggesting, if you the riff, maybe we don't need Rabbeinu Chananel. It's a specific havamina by Tsuris, because Tsuris is special mekarim. Karen Tam, well, rather the halacha Karen Tam, but according to Sumchus, the Gemara thought Karen would.
The halacha according to Sumchus, is that it's
Karen
Tam, so
at least in the Ham, anyway.
That's not
the Ham.
So, what would be the first question of Rava, where you normally, like, it's from the Shulay Karen, which is the Dinim Tashulay Karen.
Right.
So, the Dinim we learn is we just have that from Rayla anyway. So
yeah, but the Gemara now is going in the Tzad that Megufa Mishal. This Gemara is going in the Tzad that Megufa Mishal, because we're trying to reclaim the Raya from the Mishnah, from the that the Godish is Megufa, that Saras is Mishal Megufa. So first Gemara said, no, that wouldn't make any sense anyway, because you had to explain Rebbe Elazar. Therefore we said, no, it must be talking about Karen, and there's nothing to prove from this Mishnah. Now we're trying to recover, no, La'ola maybe it's going by Saras Kiruchayu, and it's Taka Raya that's Mishal Megufa, because the Tosefta says it's Mishal Megufa. How do you explain Rebbe Elazar? Because Rebbe Elazar holds like a Tarf, and he holds like a Yehuda that said Thomas from Kleimer Medes. So this whole piece of Gemara is going on the Tzad that it's Mishal Megufa. And on the Rif, the way I learned on the Rif holds that the reason to be Mishal Megufa is because it's Tashlumi Karen Mavish. So the Zen Nois and Mokam Leimar, that's a shot in the Havamina by Sumchus, that Sumchus holds that it's Tashlumi Karen Mood. If Rashi's hard to know. Rashi talk, I don't see. Gilui and Rabbi Chananel is clearly bothered by this issue and he learns not to. Okay, where is it? Yeah.
It was like,
if we were saying, like I was saying, Adar Harith, then why, how would we say, Republic is love, told the same Kiyosi? It doesn't seem to fit here. Meaning, Soros is not anything like, meaning, love, told the same love,
Kiyosi. No, that's fine, because our Papa was cheat to lay the other side of the bike.
We're now saying both simples and Darabon, and it would work with.
Yeah, but our Papa was cheat. We're going in Rova's bike. Rova had a bike, is it because of Mikufa and Melian? So the Mo wants to be pushed from the Mishnah that it's Mikufa. Mo tried to be said, no, it's not a Raya. Maybe he's talking about Mishunah. He's talking about the Shalik Veshino. Mo is saying, no, you don't have to learn that way. Maybe it is a Raya. Maybe he's talking about Saras Kirchayu and it'll be a Raya. The Mishalim Mikufa. And we'll learn Satam's Kaimim Medlis. The Mo rejects this Malas. And then we're back to Ali Veshino and it not being a Raya. And this whole few lines of the Gemara, this is all on the side that Saras is Mishalim Mikufa. And the West of the Ferishnaf Gimel, there are Papa's Pshitalelitz and Shalom and Aliyah. The Papa wrote the Rabbah Mibotler, the Papa Pshitalelitz. The Papa will learn the God, the mission of God, he'll have to learn it by Ali Deshine. And that's not, that's anyway, Mukhuch and the Cheshmin of Shah. So, where are we holding in this mission about God? So we had first we thought that the mission of Godish is talking about Tzoros, and it's a raya that Tzoros is a Migufa. Then we said, no, maybe that's not a tenable shot. Anyway, not a tenable shot. Because how do you explain Rebbe Elazar? So we said, it must be that it's talking about Al Yidei Shinui, and therefore it's not really relevant to our discussion. The Gemara came back and said, no, maybe it is talking about Tzoros Tirchayu, and the pshat in Rebbe Elazar is that he holds Satam from Kaim Emetis, that the Gemara rejects. So the Gemara says, Ella, what was changed Gemara? Ella, ki kom Rabbi Elazar nezek shalom, ki goyim da'ayay. What's the Gemara trying to do over here? Rashi explains, what's the Gemara trying to do, just keeping in the superstructure of the Gemara. What's the Gemara trying to do over here? So Rashi situates us. Ella, that's the third line of Rashi, yibois lukum v'tzayis ki yuchayu, ula mishet bayad derovah, the migufa mishalim. If you want to maintain that the Mishnah is talking about tzayis ki yuchayu, and then to bring a raya from the Tesefta that Tzoros Kirchayu is Mishalim Migufa, if you want to go that route. Now, a little bit strange. What do you mean, if you want to go that route? Once we have another pshat that it could be told by Keren, then you can't be Mechir from here, because once there's another pshat, there's no Hechacha. So what's even the Gemara? Let's say the Gemara is going to work through a pshat. What do you gain from having a pshat? It's not really a raya that Tzoros is Migufa, because there's another possible pshat, because maybe it's Keren. Maybe it's talking about Mishunah. So I don't know. But anyway, that's what it says over here. The Gemara is saying, maybe we can work through a pshat that it's talking about Tzoros, and so that Tzoros Kirchayu. And it's taka raya that Tzoros Kirchayu is Mishalim Migufoy. But we need a pshat in Rebbe Elazar, how's it going to work? So the Gemara says, go back to the Gemara, Kidoyim Dayai, the case over here is that it's a mu'ud for Tzoros. U'behov kamifugig, maso yesh adol Tzoros, and maso over ein adol Tzoros. That's the case. It's the machlekes here is whether it is adol Tzoros. The Gemara asks, but that's a bayah. Goes back to the Prophet. Let's maybe stop in the beginning. We're suggesting that maybe the machlekes in the Mishnah between the Rabban and Rebbe Elazar, the Tesefta rather, between the Rabban and the Rebbe Elazar, it's Tzoros Kirchayu, and it's Chatzin, and the Rabban holds Chatzin Ezek Migufoy because Tzoros Kirchayu is Chatzin Ezek because Ein Hadol Tzoros. So even after three times, it's still Chatzin Ezek Tzoros, and it's Migufoy. And Rebbe Elazar holds that there's Hadol Tzoros. And since this Adol Tzoros, it becomes Nezek Sholem, but it's still going to be Migufay. It's still going to be Migufay. So what's this whole thing of Adol Tzoros? What are we talking about? What's this Nidin of Adol Tzoros? What's the case of Adol Tzoros? And what's the issue of Adol Tzoros? Here it gets complicated. So I think the plan, there's two Lashonis in Rashi. I mean, that's number one. There's two Lashonis in Rashi, how to learn the case of Hadol Tzoros and the lundus of Hadolaseus, and this Tulashainus that Rashi carried through an effect, how to learn Pshat, in the whole Sugya, at least in the middle till you test on the basis to that, and maybe even to the bottom of your test without. This is a major issue, the Tulashainus and Rashi. It's Tulashainus and Rashi throughout the Sugya. In the beginning of the Sugya here by Yeshua Bel Seris, we have Tulashainus laid out very clearly in Rashi. Later on in the Sugya, it's a little bit more tangled up, the Rashis. And on the bottom of your Testament Aleph, there's a Rashi that's 50% from one Lashon, 50% from the other Lashon. It's all very confusing. In the Frankel Baba Kama, Sefer Mavtech and Baba Kama from the Frankel Rambam people, but not the Rambam, they have a Sefer just in Baba Kama. They have in their back Shinuyu Gersoyes from Rashi. So they had to bring all the Maduris of Rashi, all the different versions of Rashi. Rashi had two Maduris of it. The Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra, and it affects the whole Mahalach of the Sugi from beginning to end. And Taisus is basically like the Lishna Basra of Rashi. So what I want to do is I want to learn the Sugya with the Lishna Kama Rashi first. Till you test some of the two dots. Go through just that's just to work that through the Lishna Kama Rashi. It's an Avodah all by itself. Then we'll go back and we'll do it again. Lishna Basra Rashi and Taisus. The Taisus is Amud Aleph, with Chesam Amud Aleph. And the Rashi over here, it has two Lishnas. So let's just start with the Rashi and the Lishna Kama. Let's read the Rashi inside to begin with. Rashi Elo. Ibois Lukmi with Sarius Q. We're not going to get too far today, but we'll start. Ibois Lukmi with Sarius Q. Chayel, and Mishad Bayat Derov, and the Mikufa Mishal, and the Tukmi with Sarius, the Chatzim, the Chiyurche, and the Lesley Mishkachaslo. Elo, the case is with the Shoni with Sarius. So first of all, Rashi tells me in the Lishna Kama, the case of Yesh Hadol with Sarius is that it was Mishun. Was Tzuris three times with Tzuris al Yidei Shini. What's Tzuris al Yidei Shini? Later on, the Gemara talks about a case, it was Barta. That's the posture of the case. Tzuris al Yidei Shini means the Behemah kicked. So it's Mishune, but it's Tzuris. It kicked the pebble, and the pebble went off and flew and did something. That's Tzuris al Yidei Shini. So it's not regular Tzuris. The Lishna Basav Rashi is going to learn that Yesh Adol Tzuris means regular Tzuris. There was Tzuris three times. Behemah walked in the park three times pebbles flew off. Ordinary service, and three times maybe becomes a mood for service. That's the Lishna Basra. Rashi and Tosfos agrees to that. Rashi, in the Lishna Kama, does not rejects Rashi. Rashi here at the end of the Dibur asks on the Lishna Basra. He says, "How could it be? What if it's service kir chayu? Then what do you mean a mood? What does mood mean? It's mood mitchilosa. Mood means it was mishuna and then it became mood. It was something that's not a tergal and then it became a tergal." If you're talking about ordinary Tzoris Girchayu, it was a tergal from the very beginning. The whole concept of Mordus doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Rashi Lishna Kama learns Al Kocha, we're talking about Tzoris Al Yidei Shinui. So we have here this double thing. It's Tzoris and it's Mishunim. So the first three times is Chatzin Ezek. The first three times is Chatzin Ezek. The child is, what happens after three times? Yeah, the first three times is Manushuk, it's Chatzin Ezek. It's Mishunim, so that's Chatzin Ezek. And it's Tzoris, it should also be Chatzin Ezek. First three times is Chatzin Ezek. Maybe it should be a quarter Ezek. That's the Bayi de Rashi. Maybe Yeshin of the Tzoris the Revi Ezek. So the Gemara says Befeirish that the Bayi of Rovo, whether Yesh Adol Tzoris or Ein Adol Tzoris, is Imtim Tzolomer in the Bayi de Rav Ashi. If according to Rav Ashi, if by Tzoris Mishuno you pay a Revi Ezek, so there's nothing to talk about after three times. You're going to pay a Chatzin, you're going to pay a Chatzin Ezek. Open a shop. But the Bayi of Rova is, the Gemara itself says, Imtim Tzolomer, that Tzoris Al Yidei Shinui is Chatzin Nezek. But what happens the third time? Does it now go up to Nezek Sholem? Or does it stay at Chatzin Nezek? So Rashi speaks out, what are the Tzolomer over here? Ela de B'dishani B'tzoris, V'yai Shloshu Zimni, the to do that, the Hoder Havali Kurche, now it's Urche again. That it's still Chatzin Ezek after three times, it's still Chatzin Ezek. Like any Tzoris, which is always Mu'ud Mitchilosoi. Every Tzoris Kir Chayu is Mu'ud Mitchilosoi. And it's still Chatzin Ezek. So Tzoris Mishune Al Yidei after three times just becomes Ur Chayu. So it's not any better than a regular Tzoris. It's not any can't be any more chayiv than mu'ud mitchilasi. If regular tzoris gear chayiv was nesek shalom, and it was mu'ud from the very beginning, so tzoris and the mishunah and urayayid is not more than mu'ud mitchilasi. And if tzimu'ud mitchilasi tzoris is chatzin nesek, so tzoris mishunim after three times is also going to be chatzin nesek. Vein adol tzoris shishinim behem. And then umitani migufay amitzoris gear chayiv nami migufay. And then from the brayse is uraya that tzoris is migufay because it says in the brayse migufay. Rabbi Lezer Sover, what about Rabbi Lezer says that it's like Shalom Migufay? Rabbi Lezer Sover, the Tzoris Gir Chayu, Kirabon and the Pligi Asumchus, that is Chatzin Esek. That ordinary Tzoris is Taka Chatzin Esek, not like Sumchus. Vishayni, and it's Migufay. Vishoni Viyayid, but if it was Mishune, so then Nafkum he told the Regel. Vinase told the Karen. Rabbi Lezer holds that Tzoris Mishunim is not Regel anymore. Because since Mishunah, it becomes Karen. And if it becomes Karen, so the Chari, he means it doesn't have any more the din of Tzoris, because Karen doesn't have the din of Tzoris. So that's the Chiddush. Karen doesn't have Tzoris. And therefore, Yeshlam Hadol, Shalom, Nesek Shalom. And therefore, after three times, you pay Nesek Shalom, because Chari means, because if it's Karen, then it's not going to be Tzoris. So after three times, We left Tzoris behind. Now we're in the world of Karen. Karen three times becomes Nezek Shalom. Hachatzi migufa that Satamas Mekayim Emedes v'chatzi min Aliyah. And the price that says it's that you Mishalim migufa, it means the Chatzi Nezek of Satamas Mekayim Emedes. That's the Rashi. So what does Rashi learn? Rashi learns the Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzoris is Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzoris. First of all, Rashi learns the case. The case of Yesh Adol Tzoris is that the case of Yesh Adol Tzoris, this Bayi of Rav Yesh Adol Tzoris, which is built as an intense loimer on Ravashi's Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzoris. It's all the same case. It's the case of Ravashi, just after three times. But that's how Lishna Khan is learning. It's as far as that particular Nukuda goes, it's very geschmack in the cheshbon of the Gemara, because the worst is the feirsh, that Rav's Bayi is an intense loimer from Ravashi's Bayi. And according to Rashi now in Lishna Khan, that's very simple, because it's exactly the same case. Ravashi's bayi is beferish a case of yesh shinu l'tzoris. It's a case of tzoris mishunim, and there's a bayi that according to nezek or chatzin nezek. And Rav is in the same case, imtim tzoloimer, that the first time is chatzin nezek and not revi nezek. What happens after three times? Does it stay stuck at three times? Does it stay stuck rather at chatzin nezek, or does it now get promoted to nezek shalom? So just superficially, the imtim tzoloimer part of the Gemara is very simple according to Lishna Kama. If the first time is according to nezek, if you're Mishayna with Tzoris, if the first time is a Kodin Ezek, then after three times, of course, it becomes Chatzin Ezek. Mishayla is, if the first time is Chatzin Ezek, so what happens after three times, does it become Nezek Shalom? And what's the Nekudus HaSofik? So Rashi says that, right now, the Gemara thinks it's Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbelozer. Later on, the Gemara maybe it's not Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbelozer, just a Bayi of Rabbah. But Akoponim, let's talk about it now in terms of Rabbanan and Rabbelozer, just for shorthand. So what are the Tzoli HaSofik? So the Rashi says that the Rabbanan hold Ein Adol Tzoris, meaning even after three times, so now it becomes a Mu'ud, but it's no better than Mu'ud Mitchilosa Tzoris, even by Mu'ud Mitchilosa, ordinary Tzoris is Chatzin Ezek. So now it became a Mu'ud. What is a Mu'ud? It's still going to be Chatzin Ezek. And Rabbi Lezer holds that no, since it's Mishunah, it becomes Karen. Karen is Nafka Mitzoris Tzoris. Since Karen is Nafka Mitzoris Tzoris, so therefore, now it's Karen. In the world of Karen, you go up to Nezek Shalom after three times. That's what it says in Rashi. So there's a lot of problems here in this Mahalach of Rashi. I want to enumerate the questions. I think for today it'll be enough just to go through the problems, just the problems that I know of in the Rashi. The simple understanding of this Lishna Kama Rashi is that what's the Nekudas HaSofik? Nekudas HaSofik is when you have Tzoris Mishunim, is it Karen or is it Regel? And apparently, and it can't be both. Because like Rashi says in the Belezer, if it's Karen, it's not Kumitur, it's Tzoris. Well, he says, Nafkamitara Shegel. Kari means if it's nafka mitaris regal, then it can't be taris. You can't be taris and karen. If you're taris, you're regal, and if you're karen, then you're not regal, and then you're not taris. So it's either way. You can't be both. Even though in the other Tana of Rashi that the yeshinu taris, it means you could be both. In the Tana of Rashi that taris mishum is Rabbi and Ezek, it seems to be able to be both taris and karen. Maybe that's good for the Bayer Ravashi. Maybe the reason that, yeah, Ravashi had a tzad that there's a Ravi and Ezek. But Rav is going into Mislaim with the other tzad, that you can't go down to Ravi and Ezek, and maybe that's good for the pshat, because if it's Karen, then it can't be Regal. And to be Tzuris, you have to be Regal. So either you're Tzuris or you're Karen, but you can't be both. That's maybe why you're not a Ravi and Ezek. You're only a Chatzi and Ezek. So that's the Suffolk in Rav. Rav Lezer holds... Rabbi Lezer holds, the tzad of Yesh Adol Tzeres, that you become Karen when it's Mishnah becomes Karen. If it's Karen, it's Nafka Mitaris Regel. Nafka Mitaris Regel, then it's Tzeres. And Nafka Mitaris Regel, rather than it's Karen. If it's Karen, it's not Tzeres, because Tzeres has to be Regel. And what did the Rabban hold, presumably? That no, it stays Regel. Since it's Tzeres, it can't be both. So Rabbi Lezer holds it's Karen and therefore not Tzeres. And the bundle it's Tzuris and therefore not Regal. That's the chara of the pshat over here in the Pasha pshat, naive pshat. So number one, there's a problem. Then when Rashi wants to explain why the Rabbanan hold that even after three times, it's still Chatzin Ezek, Ein Hadol Tzuris. So Rashi should say, why doesn't it go up to Nezek Shalom? So Rashi should say, because it's Regal and not Karen. And therefore it serves. Because that's the main thing Rashi should be saying, that it stays regal. And since it stays regal, after three times it serves. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, after three times it still serves because it's like gora mimud mitchilosa. Lechomer mimud mitchilosa. Chore that, the ikis chosim nasefya. The main akud in the Rabbanon is that it stays regal and doesn't turn into Karen. Actually, you should speak that out. That it stays regal according to Rabbanon. He doesn't, in Rabbi Lezer, he says it's Karen and it's not going to turn into regal. You should speak out in the Rabbanon. Right? This kash is not the end of the world. Maybe that's the pastor that it's regal. The chiddush is Rabbi Lezer. Actually, didn't have to speak out that it stays regal. But still, there's something going on over in this Rashi. Rashi's saying... He's saying something too fancy. He says, even after three times, it stays Chatzin Ezek because it can't be Chomer Mimud Mitchilosa. That's the Nekuda. The Nekuda is it regular or is it Karen? If it's Karen, then it's not Tzuris. If it's regular, if it's... And the Rabban hold, no, since it's Tzuris. So if it's Tzuris, it's not Karen. It stays as Tzuris, and after three times, it's Vaita Tzuris. So it's Chatzin Ezek. It's like any other regular. What's this extra fancy sort of like, it can't be Chomer Mimud Mitchilosa? That's problem number one. And the scale of things not the biggest problem, but still. Number two.
Just a question for Rabbi Lazar. If we say nafka mitoda de rega v'nase toda de keri, where is the tzadat mut? Because when it was toda de rega, it wasn't time.
It was never toda de rega. It was never toda de rega. Because the first time was Mishnah all the way through. It was Mishnah every single time. Nafka doesn't mean after three times. Nafka Mitaris Regal means the first time. Because it's Mishnah, it's not Bechlal Regal, it's rather Karen. Nafka doesn't mean after three times. It means immediately, the first time. It's not in the category of Regal, it's in the category of Karen. In Karen, there's no such thing as Teres. That's Pashut Rashi. What?
Even the first time,
yeah, because it's Mishnah. It's Nafka Mitaris Regal because it's Mishnah. What? My potter. Chatzin Ezek. Mishnah means it's Karen Ta. Chatzin Ezek. Number two.
It becomes it's not
So it's just like Karen Ta. So it's Chatzin Ezek. Number two. If in fact you can't be Tzuris and Karen. Can't be Tzuris and Karen. It's an either-or proposition. So, in Rav Ashi's underlying bia, right? Rava piggybacks on top of Rav Ashi with the Intim Sulem. So Rav Ashi had a tzad that something that there's Revi Enezik. She don't service Revi Enezik. Obviously, in that tzad, Rav Ashi thought that it could be service in Karen, and then it'll go down to Revi Enezik. But Rav is going on the other tzad that ain't Shinul service, so it doesn't go down to Revi Enezik. It's Chatzin Enezik, and Rav is assuming that if it's service, then it can't be Karen, and if it's Karen, then it's Nafka Miteres Regel, and then it can't be service. It can't be both. You're either or. And presumably, that's why it's not Revi Enezik. Presumably, if Rabbi has this assumption that it's an either-or proposition, either it's Soros or it's Karen, then that's l'chor the reason why that it doesn't go down to Revi Enezik. Because to go down to Revi Enezik would have to be Soros and Karen, and there's no such thing. So if that's the case, so then how should Rashi explain in Rav Ashi? We didn't read Rashi by Rav Ashi. But when we get to Rav Ashi, but I said you should look at all the Rashi. When we get to Rav Ashi and we want to explain the tzad in Rav Ashi that ain't shini l'soris the Revi Enezik, and you pay a chatzin ezik. So what should the explanation be? What should Rashi over there say? What's the tzad in Rav Ashi? The tzad that Rav assumes that ain't shini l'soris the Revi Enezik, that even though it's soris mishunim, it stays a chatzin ezik, doesn't go down to Revi Enezik. What Rashi ought to say is because if it's regal, it's not soris. And I'm sorry, if it's Torahs, it's not Karen. And if it's Karen, it's not Torahs. So you can't get a Revi Enezik, you can't get a double dip that it's Karen and it's Torahs, because those are mutually contradictory terms. That's what Rashi should say in explaining the tzad that ain't shini l'Torahs, the Revi Enezik. But that's not what Rashi over there says. What does Rashi say over there by Rav Ashi? When Rashi explains the tzad in Rav Ashi, Rova's tzad, the Shlomo tzad, the tzad in Rav Ashi that ain't shini l'Torahs, so Rashi says, what's the reason why it doesn't go down to Revi Enezik? The Rashi is in Oy Ein Shinui, from the New Testament Aleph, towards the top. Towards the end of the Rashi, Oy Ein Shinui, says Rashi, Delei Ashkechein Tam De Mishalim Botsum Yipalgum. Because we don't find the Torah a Revi Enezik. That's in the Kudah. That's in a different story. Totally prescribes Chatzin Ezik. There's no such thing as a Revi Enezik. That's not the Nekudah. The Nekudah is that the Hilchas of Tzoris was said in the Regel. It wasn't said in Karen. And by the way, where do we find elsewhere in Rashi this notion that Tzoris is Dafka, there's a halacha that Tzoris has to be Regel? Anybody remember? What? Ksuvas. Rashi Gimel didn't say so much. But Rashi and Ksuvas, the two Rashis go together, Rashi and Ksuvas. Rashi and Ksuvas said that. I said at the time, it's like Lusna Kamer Rashi. There you see this thing. It's a talocha machine machine that has to be regal. So that's what Rashi should have said when he comes to Rav Ashi. That's what Rashi over there should have said. Rashi should have said that ain't shini l'tzoris there be a nezek because it can't be tzoris and karen, because tzoris is a halacha in regal, and if it's tzoris then it's not karen, and if it's karen then it's not going to be tzoris regal and it's not tzoris. So marashuk, it's not going to be Revi Enezik. It's going to be chatzin ezek either as karen or as tzoris, but not as both. But loy zed, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says a different story entirely. Loy ashkechein soris de mishal and botsum yipalgum. Loy ashkechein chatzines. Loy ashkechein tam. Loy ashkechein tam de mishal and botsum yipalgum. Strange lashon. Number three. Rashi later on, here on the Amud, brings a shita we saw already that's from Menchanano. That Hatolas Gelolim, since it's Yesh Lo Hanah, unless she's a Mishushalis, but ordinarily, since the Beim has Hanah, so it's shame, and because it's shame, it's not Tzoris. And the Rabbeinu Chananel learns the best shopping word of Gimel Amud Aleph, told to send the Shein Mayhavi, and it says the Tinfa Peres Tana Osir. Rabbeinu Chananel means Hatalas Glolim, and the Gemara says for Dabba Pasha told the same Kayetzivim that it's Nezek Shalom. Mayshna the Tolbus the Tzieshan Olazeka the Avaziyeshan Olazeka the Vadas Nezek Shalom. Rabbeinu Chananel learns Hatalas Glolim is Shein Yeshan Olazeka, and therefore it's not Tzoris. And Rashi disagrees. And Rashi says no. If on the contrary, since it's Tzoris, it's not Shein. everybody asks. Isn't that the Shail of Yesh Adol Seris? If something is Keren and Seris, does the fact that it's Seris make it not Keren, or the fact that it's Keren make it not Seris? So why is Rashi over there so emphatic that, how can you tell me that because it's Shein, it's not Seris? It can't, it's Seris and it's not Shein. Al-Zanadonim, that's the Shail of Yesh Adol Seris and Adol Seris. This is the fact that it's Keren, make it not Seris, or the fact that it's Seris, make it not Keren. The Doichel Keish Leimar, the Rinne Chanami, that's Takadab, the Bayo. What Rashi is asking in Rabbeinu Chananel, is there Rabbeinu Chananel learns that that's Pshat and Gemara and Dav Gimel. That Tin for Peris Lanosa means Hatolos Gloem, and the Gemara and Dav Gimel says for a Dov, Poshut. The Pshitus, that's told the same Kayotzimem that it's Nezek Shalom. Rashi's question is, how can that be Pshat and Gemara and Dav Gimel? Hatolos Gloem, it's not so Poshut, maybe because it's Seris, it's not Shein. It's the Bayo Brov of Yesh Adol Seris. So you can't, how can you, Rabbeinu Chananel, say that Tinfa Peres and Dav Gimel means Hatalos Glolim, which is a Tzuristic case, and you're telling me because it's Shein, therefore it's not Tzuris? This is hard to say that, on the contrary, because it's Tzuris, it's not Keren, namely the Tzad that Ein Hadolus, the Tzad that Yesh Hadolus Tzuris, Rebbe Elazar. So Rashi doesn't mean that it's emphatically that way. He just means that that it might be that way, and therefore Rabbeinu Chananel can't be right in Pshat in the Morin of Gimel. Yeah, that could be, but it's a doichik in Rashi, because Rashi doesn't say it that way. That's what, then Rashi should have said that. Rashi should have said, Rabbeinu Chananel, your svara is totally in the Bayah of Rabbah. You can't learn the Gemara of Gimel that it's talking about Hatolos Golem, because Hatolos Golem is totally in the Sofot of Rabbah. That's a problem. Question number, I forgot we're up to number four, I guess. How does Ashlan Rebeloza, the side of Yesh Adol Seris? Since it's Meshunah, so it's Yotze Mechal Regal, Nafka Mechal Regal, therefore it's not any more Seris. So the first three times, it'll be... Now it's Keren. Keren, what happens to Keren after three times? It becomes Nezek Shalom. That's Seris anymore. So I'll tell you a idea. It belongs more to the Sugis than the New Testament base, but just to know. There's a major problem in issue in Bava Kamma. What exactly is the definition of Keren? What is the criteria in... or criteria to be labeled Keren? Steers from the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara says it's Kavanos Lehasek. And sometimes the Gemara says that it's Meshunah. And that's a shot. Which is it? Does it have to be Kavanos Lehasek? Does it have to be Meshunah? Does it have to be both? Is it either or? And this steers from the Gemara. We have to get Testament Beis, the sugi of Kishkishka Ba'amosa, one of the sugis that I want to do. Anyway, when we get to the Testament base, to give Kish Kishkabam Masa, that's really the place to talk about. Maybe the two things mean the same thing. Maybe it's two sides of the same coin. It's a whole knot. It's not steers in the six. There's a Rashi in the Testament base. It's good to see the Rashi inside, although it's inside a complicated sugi, so it's a little bit of an effort to work through the Rashi. But it's the Rashi says. Actually, with the following case, Rashi is talking about a case where you have a shor, or if you have a behemoth, and it falls into a bar and kills somebody, and does it a few times. But the case is the Gemara says that it was chazio l'ruka v'nar, chazio Yeruka Venofa. It didn't just stand and fall into the bar. It fell into the bar while it was trying to get to some vegetation. So it was Lanosa. It was like a shame kind of case. So that's a bit of that. It's a complicated Gemara. Gemara about Kaifer, and if there's Kaifer by Shem Regal, and you need Kemisus about, and if the Shor is not Chayav Misa, the Bailam, yes, Chayav Kaifer. But Besaycha Dvarim, it says in that Rashi that in such a case where the behemoth falls into the bar, each time it's Chazi Liruka, it's a stupid behemoth. Every time it's Chazi Liruka, and then it falls into a bar, and it happens again. It's Chazi Liruka, it falls into a bar, and never learns the lesson. And it keeps being Chazi Liruka, and falling right through into the bar, and keeps killing people out. So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Rashi says that it's Keren. The first two times it's Keren because it's Mishumah. But after three times, since it's not doing it with Kavanosa Lahazik, but Lahana'osa, so it after three times, it goes back to being Shem. So it goes from Keren Tam to Shem. Very strange, Rashi. So L'chor, what it says in that Rashi, this is a famous Rashi, Rashi Rim Chesam Adesh. L'chor, what it says in that Rashi, and again, when we get to the sugya of Kushik Shem Amosa, we'll have to revisit this Rashi. But L'chor, what it says in that Rashi is, that Rashi holds that the definition of Keren is different by Keren Tam and by Keren Mu'ud. Keren Tam, if it's Mishunah, it has a din of Keren Tam. At least for Chatzinezi. Well, let's say Keren Tam, if it's Mishunah, it has a din of Keren Tam. It's Chatzinezi. It doesn't matter that it's not Kavanos L'Hazik. There it's not Kavanos L'Hazik. It's Chos Deruk, it's not Kavanos L'Hazik. It's still Mishunah. Mishunah is Keren Tam. But Keren Mu'ud, so now it's not Mishunah anymore. So if it's Kavanos L'Hazik, then it's Keren Mu'ud. But if it's not Kavanos L'Hazik, it's L'Hanos or something, then it becomes Shem. That's L'Chor what it says in that Rashi. That Keren Tam and Keren Mu'ud have different definitions. Keren Tam is totally in Mishunah. Keren Mu'ud, it's no longer Mishunah. Now it's Ayayik. Now it had Adon. Keren Mu'ud is totally in Kavanos L'Hazik. And if you have a case where it's Mishunah, but it's not Kavanos L'Hazik, name this kind of, those are unusual cases, because usually something that's Mishunah is Kavanos L'Hazik. Why would a behemoth do something Mishunah? Because it's Kavanos L'Hazik. But you have, here you have a case, Chos Yiruk. It's Mishunah for it to fall into the bar, but it's a Mishunah different thing for it to do, but it's not Kavanos L'Hazik. Each time it does it because it's going after this Yiruk that it can't get to. So in such a case, it goes from being a Keren Tam, and after three times it becomes Shem. So now what's the case of here? You have Tzeres of Be'itl. The Haim is Boyit in the Tzeres, and then the Tzeres, and it keeps doing that. It's Boyit, and so the first three times, Rav Les says, it's not the Tzeres Regel, it's Keren, because it's Mishunah. But what is it after three times? L'chara, is it Kavanos L'Hasek, or is it not Kavanos L'Hasek? That's 100% Mukhuch, but Pashtus, we assumed earlier in the Zman, and it's not Kavanos L'Hasek. Because the behemoth doesn't know that when it kicks the tzeres are gonna go and hit something. It's not mamish mukhuk. Maybe it's called since it hits since it's boyet in the tzeres, so it's derech kas. Maybe that's called kavanos lehasik. It wants to be masik the tzeres. No, so it doesn't know. I imagine that the tzeres are gonna go hit somebody, but it's still angry at the tzeres. So that's maybe enough to be called kavanos lehasik. But let's say that it's called not kavanos lehasik. So then L'chore, even if this is Nafka Mitaris Regal the first three times, because it's Keren Tam, but after it becomes a Mu'ud, it should go back to being Regal. And if it goes back to being Regal, then it should be Tzeres. So why is it the Eshat Ola Tzeres? And if you'll say, maybe you'll say, I'm wrong, maybe it's Taki is Kavanos L'Hazik. And after three times, it's not Tzeres because it's Kavanos L'Hazik. So then Ikir Chasim Nasefer. So Rashi should have said, that's the main Nekuda. The main thing is not that it's Mishunah. Now it's after three times not Mishunah. The main thing that Rashi should say is that it's Kavanos L'Hazik. Because after all, the case of Yesh Adol Tzeres is after three times. The first three times is for sure Chatzinezik. Manoshuk is Chatzinezik. Either it's Tzeres or it's Keren Tam, but one way or another it's Chatzinezik. The whole Nidin is after three times. After three times, who cares if it's Mishunah? It's no longer Mishunah. After three times, the main thing is if it's Kavanos L'Hazik. Nope, so that's what Rashi says, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi focuses on the fact that it's Mishunah. Who cares if it's Mishunah? After three times, not Mishunah. Okay, there's other schools of thought that Keren, that Mishunah is always Keren, and You see, the Rashi, now they're not able to get you this Rashi Nafim Ches. There's other schemes how to work things out. But the Rashi Nafim Ches seems to say that after three times, if it's not Kavanos Lahazik, it reverts to being shame. First, really, in the Rashi. So after three times over here, if it's not Kavanos Lahazik, it should revert to being regular. It's just Tarekim, just Derech Hilucha. So then why isn't it Tzoyas? Rashi and Daf Mem Ches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it could be, except that there's no reason to think that there's two lashonis about this other din about, you know, these global issues about what defines Karen, Kavanos Lahazik, and so on. I don't know that this, I never, it's why should I think there's two lashonis in that? Whatever Rashi thinks about Karen, he probably thought about, you know, there's no reason to think he changed his mind about the, you know, Kol HaTorah Kula. He had already changed his mind about Yesh HaDol HaSeres. Yeah, so these are the shahs now. So I want to, okay, we're going to stop now, but so this is a problematic question. This Rashi Mishnah Tamla, it needs working through. It needs working through. But you get the Lashonis of Rashi very problematic here. I mean, besides all the problems in the Cheshbon, the Lashonis of Rashi, you know, what we want Rashi to say is not exactly what he said. We want Rashi to say, the shahs of Eish HaDol HaTzoris is, when you have Tzoris Mishunim, is it Tzoris and not Keret and not Regel, or is it Regel and not... Is it Tzoris? Is it Keren and therefore not Tzoris? Or is it Tzoris and therefore not Keren? It's not exactly what Rashi said. And likewise in Rashi, when it's explaining why Ein Shinu Tzoris Levi and Esek, it doesn't say because it can't be Tzoris and Keren. It's not what he says. He says a different word. That he says that Leyashkechein Tam, Leyashkechein Tam, the Mishalim and Botsim Yipalbo. And you see the other Lashon, he says, all these Rashis, the Rashi about Shem, it's Kedai Mimidayik here in the Lashonis of Rashi here in Agama right now about Yesh HaDol HaTzoris. In the Rashi about Rabbeinu Hanano about Atalas Glolim and why exactly he doesn't like Rabbeinu Hanano, what exactly is this Hasogon Rabbeinu Hanano, his Lashonis over there. In the Rashi, the Lashonis about Rashi by the Bayi of Yesh HaDol HaTzoris, the Rabbeinu Ezek. It's Kedai to be Midayik in the Lashonis of Rashi in all of these three places. There's something going on in the Rashis. It's not with the simple, originally naive understanding that we had about what's the buy of Yesh HaDol HaTzoris. Okay.
Russia is going to be La Fute, the nation of Basra. Russia says that the reason it's called rare here.